The podcast you're about to listen to contains horribly offensive language, crude humor, and countless spoilers for things we guarantee haven't been spoiled for you yet. Listener discretion is advised.
But Carlos, we've gotten through six episodes. Six
series, four of which have not been horrible.
We are...
And... The fifth wasn't horrible either.
Just think, we only have five times more anime, plus two. Because it turns out that Anachart didn't have two series that were not sequels that we still have to review.
Can't you just kick me in the balls repeatedly for a year? I think this would be less painful.
I could, but... I want to be hitting half the target.
You gotta keep throwing that in my face, man. It's not my fault I only have one testicle. Some of us were only born with one testicle. I was born with two, but the long story. Fuck you, cancer. Fuck you. Now I gotta get made fun of because I survived cancer. I don't know where the hell this is going.
Anyway, the title of the two that we missed or that weren't included on Anachart and still aren't are High School Seiha Girl and Bonjour Kaiji.
Yes, and we will talk about those in depth soon.
So in a not
future,
today.
Yeah, in a future video. Unless I fold that future video into this one. You never know!
Yeah, so...
What's next on our docket? You have almost all of them now.
Well,
so I guess we should go in reverse seed. Is that our plan?
Now, there is something I do want to mention on this. I do have subscriptions to every service I'm legally allowed to. Crunchyroll, Funimation.
Mm-hmm. I also have
Hulu.
Also have a subscription to some of those.
So we do watch them and on Netflix. Those where we can.
I also have Netflix. I don't know if you do.
Of course.
Yeah, gotta have Netflix.
Yeah, American Netflix, too.
Oh, fuck you. I'm stuck on the crappy Canadian side.
Yep. Anyway, we do resort to fan subs where we have to for these. I'm not going to lie about that. So, on occasion, we may even talk about certain things that may not actually be in some of them. Translations can be spotty from some groups. I try and grab them from ones that I have dealt with before and have not seemed below par.
What do we care, man? Nobody listens to this.
Yeah, in case they do. Do support...
I'm pretty sure you're just a figment of my imagination.
Sure. Do try and support the different streaming sites that legally bring these things to us that are doing simulcast, because we're in a lot better place than we were even 3 to 4 years ago.
And in a lot of ways, we're in a lot better place than the poor Japanese consumer who gets fucked over by these companies in Japan. I'll rag on that country's customs and storytelling, but I feel so bad for its consumers sometimes. I really do. Shoutouts to our Japanese fan base.
Which there are, according to our YouTube page, we do have people from
So it's not just friend of the show Rowan either. It really is other people in Japan. Right. What the hell are they doing watching us?
Wait, Rowan's
in. Do you think they're probably just like, check out these fucking gaijin motherfuckers who don't know what the fuck they're talking about?
Maybe. Still, like, listen up. So
I can hear the fat on them.
Ouch. Just for that, we are starting off with one near the bottom of our list.
Well, I thought we were going to do that anyway. Okay, so which one are we starting off
with? We are going to go with Goguri Kokori-san.
Okay, which one was this one again?
I'm just bringing it up now. This is the one with the little girl summoning a demon.
Oh, God.
Oh.
Okay, let's...
Oh, fuck.
Okay, I'll get the traditional sword, and I'll kill you, you kill me, and we will be free of this mortal coil. That's the plan, right?
Sure, I'll kill you.
Yes.
And then it's over. Here we go.
Okay, so that was Goguryeo Kokuri-sen. And the story was about a little so-called doll girl, Kohina, who is sometimes drawn like anime and sometimes drawn like a creepy doll, who summons a fox demon named Kokuri-sen, who takes pity on her and starts cooking her meals and shit.
Does he really take pity on her, though? It's almost like he needs a friend himself.
Yes, yes. It's definitely a complicated relationship. I gotta tell you, before we started watching this, I thought this was gonna be hot garbage.
In fact, we seeded this at spot 26.
Yeah.
Sorry, 27.
We were dead wrong, I think, because that was funny and heartfelt and cute and just a joy. That was a joy.
Yeah.
That had no business being as good as it was.
It definitely. Whoever wrote it knows how to pull at the old heartstrings.
Yes.
It's like you're sad one moment, then you're happy, then you're kind of like, what the hell's going on? It's just fun.
I think part of that is Kohina's deadpan delivery anytime Kokuri-sen is trying to be this magnificent supernatural thing, and she just regards him as a nuisance. It's like he's telling the story, and she keeps insisting on how old he is, as though that matters, right? Pulls out a lie detector because she doesn't believe him and fucking tells her to stop. Like, the very beginning when she was trying to summon him and he appears at the door all cool-like and she just casually walks over and locks it. Then goes back to what she's doing. And I'm like, that kind of sets the tone for the whole thing. I was expecting this to be terrible.
Yeah.
It was not terrible.
The description definitely did not do it justice. And I'll even say, this would be a hell of a concept to write a... No, you can write a good description of this.
Well, no, I totally could. You totally could. Like, this is a fun little show about an unusually dysfunctional relationship between a probably uncharacteristically really sad backstoried little girl and the fox demon who is just craving for attention himself. It's really cool. Out of 3 pie, I'm going to give this a very generous 8. And I'm going to say that is about 7 points more than I thought I was going to give it at the beginning.
I figured probably around a 2 or 3.
Pie?
No, 2 or 3.
Okay.
Was going to be run my rating going in. I'm going to give it an 8.5.
All right, so we're averaging out an
8.25.
Yeah, surprisingly, this is the standout now. In fact, I think this is our highest rated one.
Yes, it is by 0.15.
Not bad for a show ranked 4th from the bottom. I guess you can't trust all these trailers and descriptions in the end, can you?
I think that one goes green very quickly.
Yeah, this is green. I want to see more of it. Very good. Good job, Kokuri-san. You have given me some hope. Some... what will probably turn out to be false hope.
So, seeing as we watched one on the bottom of our list, let's go on and watch one near the top of our list.
Oh, which one are you thinking of?
Number 2, Akatsuki no Yona. That was the one with the princess whose father is assassinated by her cousin or something, and then she leaves with her bodyguard?
Yes, like Hamlet, but not at all like Hamlet.
Yeah, without the ship.
Yes.
This one.
Yep. Okay. This was what did we seed this?
Slot number 2.
Okie dokie.
I'm just going to move that into the watched category.
We were guessing this was going to be the second best show of the season. And the last thing we just watched, which is now our highest rated one, we thought was going to be the 4th worst. Just be aware.
How weird would it be if we have to start cutting greens? How awesome would it be if we had to start cutting greens from our list?
I would say that's a good problem to have and an unlikely thing to happen.
I know, but I can hope. I mean, we could be interested in watching ones and then it doesn't make the cut.
If we have more greens than keeper slots, I say we just keep the greens and go from there. But they won't happen because anime.
Ah, Carlos.
All right, so this one was Akatsuki no Yona. This is the story about a seemingly fictional kingdom of Koka and its Princess Yona. We start with a glimpse of what appears to be the princess in exile with a small group of, one would imagine, loyal followers or party members she's met in various towns or recruited in optional side battles with ninjas. Then we flash back to Yona's life as a carefree, kind of shallow girl, kind of coming to terms with her situation as royalty. And then the man she has loved ever since she was a kid kills the fuck out of her dad. And we are left with Yona's other childhood friend, Hack, one of the castle guards, saving her from the same fate and asking Suyin, the man she loves, why he did what he did, and that's how the episode ends. So, Dave, what did you think of Akatsuki no Yona?
I liked it. I mean, I don't know what it is this season, but we're seeing a lot of very well-written characters.
It is a little odd to see coming out of anime, I will give you that.
Yeah, I mean, granted it's fall, which is the...
I'm supposed to be the anti-anime troll of this duo.
Tends to be the strongest.
And these fucking shows keep giving me nothing to work with.
Yeah, fall tends to be the strongest season of the year as far as new shows, new ideas, some risk going on. And we're seeing that. They're well-written. The whole kind of love triangle thing here, because you can tell that Hack kind of has something going on there with her. Even if it's only one side, but it's very much the three of them have grown up together.
She looks like she has perky nipples. I have a crush on her, too.
Yeah, she comes across as being very, very shallow, but it's funny how her father just mentions the one threat, and all of a sudden she's starting to mature a little bit.
Yeah.
It's just that imminent, wait, we're at risk? Like, all of a sudden a little bit of the naivete just suddenly disappears, and she starts to realize what's going on.
I was very convinced of her as both the exile at the very beginning and the spoiled kid in the middle with a bit more depth and weight on her shoulders than her spoiled nature would lead us to believe she has. I like her character. I like Yona's character. I think she's cute. She's convincingly cute, and her look definitely fits both personas, both princess and exile. Like it, the general art style of the show. It's generally anime, but I mean it's. It looks good. I like how even
the backgrounds and everything else are very well detailed versus how some shows like to blur it, so they don't have to put as much work into it.
This Kingdom of Koma is very based on like Japan. In fact, China. So much so that I thought this was some kind of historical fiction. It's actually not.
No.
Seemingly. So far Yona's the highlight because obviously she's our protagonist. I think she's a strong one so far, and I look forward to seeing her grow.
Yeah, no, I mean, this... Something had us put it in the number two slot, and it deserves to be, you know, in that top 10 area, because it was very well done. It grabbed you, and I want to see the next one.
I agree. I can think of very little to dislike about this first episode of Akatsuki no Yona. Final rating...
I'm going to give this one 2.7 pi out of 3 pi.
I'm going to match your rating.
8.49.
8.48.
Oh, 8.48.
Use Right. Use your math, Dave.
No, don't want to. Which puts it in the top slot?
Sure. Green it. All right, what's next on the docket?
Let's take another peek into something down near the bottom. Ooh, yes, one is.
Oh, no. What is it?
Where
is it seated, and what is it called?
Number 28. Oh, God, I don't want to watch this one.
What?
Okami Shoujo Tokoro Oji.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
This is the one that...
Yes.
Like, the girl she lies about relationships. And then she has to convince the guy who ends up being a sadomasochist or some shit.
Yeah.
Wants to put a dog collar on her because that's normal. Yeah, okay. Well, all good things must come to an end. And here goes my mood.
Well, you know, we've been doing not bad. We started with the absolute worst one so far.
Yeah, the super hentai comic
jumped up.
Which got a perfect zero from both of us.
Yeah, no, that one we stopped, and by the very nature of having to stop, ended.
Yep.
Here we go. Not looking forward to this
one. Not looking forward to this one either, but we also weren't looking forward to Gogura Kokiri-san, and that ended up delighting us. So, will this reprise its success? I have a feeling it won't.
It sucks. We join...
Start with the title.
Okami Shoujo Tokoro Oji.
Oh, you could have just gone with the whole Wolf Girl and Black Prince. I would have accepted that.
I'll go with the Japanese title. I'm never going to say the title again, so...
Okay, summarize it, including the main characters' names.
So, this is a updated take on The Boy Who Cried Wolf. We have Erica, who is just coming into high school.
I'm impressed you got her name down.
It's right there.
Fuck. See, while I've been watching these, I've been like, okay, this character is called this, this character is called that. Now I'm good.
Erica is just coming into high school and is in a new class and doesn't really have much to talk about. She finds gets into a group where they're talking about boyfriends, and she makes up a lie about having a boyfriend for months on end. She then snaps a really creepy picture of Sata Kiyoya. And so Erica makes a lie that Sata is her boyfriend without actually knowing his name or anything about him. She gets caught in the lie when everybody, her group, realizes that he is in their school and is a quote-unquote prince. They end up interacting, and he agrees to play the part of her boyfriend, but he kind of has a masochistic tendency to now kind of turn her into his dog.
Yes. So, I mean, I almost would have preferred if he was some kind of super pervert who wanted her to just be like his sex slave, or his sex slave. Not because of any, not because that's kind of what I want out of my entertainment, but because that would have been somehow less creepy and less shitty. Because the issue is that, like, okay, we get this girl who lies her way into situations, and she has, like, the most devoted friend in the world who helps her stay in it despite, you know, the people she's catering favor to are the most horrible people in the world.
And I don't necessarily agree with that, but...
And this guy is, this fucking guy is like, okay, I'm gonna embarrass you, I'm gonna have fun with you, go buy me stuff. I'm like, oh. And he's like, yeah, you're like a dog, you dirty dog. Go buy me a drink. It's kind of weird. He's delving into... It's almost too jarring that he's not a creepy sex pervert. I almost think the show would have been more fun despite how creepy that sounds. And here it's kind of more creepy that he's this type of person. Like, the way I described it, he'd have been a bit of a pervert. The way the show paints it, he's almost the Joker having fun with Harley. I almost think that he's gonna like cut off her arms for fun in the next episode. Like,
I don't think so. It's more the control factor is what it comes across as.
Yeah,
he likes being in control of her, and not in the sexual way.
Yeah, and the fact that she's kind of Stockholm syndroming this already,
yeah,
is very
uncomfortable.
It's unsettling. This show makes me uncomfortable. Any positives about, you know, the theme about lies catching up to you and whatnot, and maybe something deeper about the social pressures of school, are completely lost by these unsettling pieces of it. And I can't really think of too many reasons to give it anything higher than a single pie out of 3 pie.
I'll go a little bit better and go 3.5.
Just 3.5?
Just 3.5.
Alrighty, so let's average
3.5 callers out of...
Callers. We can't do anything that isn't the regular system, because how do you average out callers?
I guess.
Okay, 3.5 callers averaged out with pie is 2.7 volcanic ash? What? It starts to get weird.
3.32.
Mm-hmm.
Which puts it right into the red category, I believe.
Well, our coloring isn't necessarily based on that.
That is true.
I suppose there could be some kind of weird circumstance where a show kind of sucks, but we just gotta see the next episode just to see how far it can go. Like,
I don't really have any inclination to watch another episode of that.
Well, here's the thing. That'll depend on the ranking, won't it?
That is true.
We could, everything else could be red, and this could beat a bunch of stuff. Like, I don't see it happening.
Don't threaten me with that, Carlos.
I'm not threatening. It is merely the reality of the numbers. So, I think I'm good on this one. Shall we resume next time with more?
We've watched, what, 2 or 3 here?
I think we've watched 3.
Yeah, we have.
All right. Folks, thanks for tuning in. We're going to continue this hell next time. Bye.